This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Margaret Bellinger, MARGARETBELLINGER, date of birth 02-18-1938, date of appointment December 15, 2022, requesting physician Emily at SCON, EMILYETZKORN. Dear Dr. Atskan, I have the pleasure of seeing Margaret Bellinger today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 84-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 11-21-2022. Because of the nausea, vomiting, and syncopal episode. She was in the grocery store and shopping and started feeling nauseous, and then she vomited out. She was standing and then she fell on the floor with the loss of consciousness. She was brought to the emergency room where MRI of the brain done, which is negative. Echocardiogram shows ejection fraction 60% and moderate to severe aortic stenosis. Carotid ultrasound did not show any hemodynamically significant stenosis. Patient went home and now she is here for follow-up. She is doing good. No dizziness, no lightheadedness, no more fall or fainting spell. One day she got out of the bed and hit head on the door. PMD decreased the blood pressure medication. She is taking Eliquis 2.5 milligram 2 times daily. Having sciatica pain on the left leg. Also having pain on the back of the right leg. She was seen by the cardiologist. Past medical history, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, peripheral vascular disease, prior MI, history of cardiac arrest, history of cardiac arrhythmia, coronary artery disease, stroke, retinopathy, diverticulosis, GERD, hemorrhoids, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, osteoarthritis, peptic ulcer disease, pneumonia, and retinal detachment. Past surgical history, cardiac surgery on the right side, breast biopsy, cardiac catheterization, endoscopy, stent in the coronary arteries, spinal surgery, CABG, polypectomy, bilateral, rotator cuff repair. Allergy, known drug allergy, medication, rizovastatin, Eliquis, furosemide, donepezil 5 milligram daily, Tylenol, vitamin D, carvedilol, isocarbide mononitrate, acetylcypram, Januvia, clopidogrel, 75 milligram daily, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, widowed, lives alone, have three children, family history, mother deceased due to heart problem, father deceased, COPD, two sister, two brother, review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metacrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, joint pain, muscle pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen short, bowel sound present. Next, upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination. Strength 5/5. Deep tendon reflexes 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and sensory system examination revealed absent pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 84-year-old identity Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, syncope. Number 2, peripheral neuropathy. Number 3, gait ataxia. Number 4, numbness. Next paragraph. Patient history suggestive of syncope that can be cardiogenic, vasovagal or hypotensive. Seizure is less likely. Her MRI of the brain did not show any stroke. Carotid ultrasound did not show any hemodynamically significant stenosis. Echocardiogram shows ejection fraction 60% and moderate to severe aortic stenosis. Cardiology follow-up is recommended. I advised her to use walker on cane. For sciatica, she needs physical therapy. I would like to see her back in my office in 6 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.